Well, if I speak in the past, he dreamt. I heard this man dreamt so-and-so. Yeah, and I'm wondering whether that's right too, but that's what I would use.
That's a good term.
That's what I'd use.
And let's see, this morning you slept, and then about, oh, sometime this morning you, what?
I'd say I got up. Some people say arose. I got up and be.
Does that mean getting out of bed, or does that mean becoming conscious again?
I mean getting out of bed.
What would you say it mean?
I woke up.
And if you bang your feet up and down rapidly and loudly on the floor, that's called what?
Good, you caught me there.
Stamp or stomp?
Oh, I see.
That's a hard one to get.
He was stamping his feet. Yeah. I stomped, I expect I'd say, if I was speaking myself, I got up and stomped my feet. And speaking with him, he's stamping his feet.
If you were in a dance or something, and you saw a young lady that you liked particularly, what might you ask her toward the end of the dance?
May I see you home, or probably be?
And what would you say, what would you call to carry a heavy load?
I think I'd say just that. Not that's tote. That's what you're probably driving at, is tote. But, no, there's a term that came in with the new settlement. You heard that a lot.
Oh?
Let me tote your load.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of dropped out again. Every day I hear that a lot.
Uh-huh. How about carry you home? May I carry you home? Did you hear that?
Occasionally. The Boston regular use it.
And if a little boy was, there was something very dangerous down there, and a little boy was just about to put his hand out, what might you shout at him?
I don't do that, I expect, or come back. I depend on probably the anxiety that you'd have at the time. You might shout anything there, but to a child, don't do that, I expect to be the
term. If there was something on the table and you wanted me to transport it to you, what would you say?
Please hand me that. Hand me.
What do you call the ball, the game where men carry clubs and hit little white balls?
Ball.
If you have been given an opportunity to do something and you've done it badly, but you know you can do it well, what might you ask the person?
You try again. Allow me to do it again.
And if someone laughs.
It's a telephone. Hello. No, they've gone.
If you want me to go at any time,
that's all right.
Just tell me, I won't be offended. Someone who laughs at the right time is said to have a sense of
humor.
And, I always come to this question right at this point. If someone is a nuisance, you say you want to...
Ask me a question and
well,
I don't understand.
If someone is a nuisance, you might confide to a friend of yours that you want to...
Shake him, you might say, or whatever.